This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Douglas County Sheriff says lawmakers offered to strike sheriffs from Senate Bill 25003. Douglas County Sheriff Darren Weekly said Colorado legislators offered to strike sheriffs from Senate Bill 25003 if the sheriff stayed neutral, and that they were written back into the bill after voting to oppose it. The introduced bill did not mention sheriffs once, while the act Governor Jared Polis signed on April 10, 2025, refers to them 35 times. Denver. Douglas County Sheriff Darren Weekly said Colorado legislators offered during the 2025 session to strike sheriffs from Senate Bill 25003 if the sheriffs took a neutral position, and that they were written back in after voting to oppose it. The bill did not mention sheriffs once when it was introduced in January 2025, while the act Governor Jared Polis signed on April 10, 2025, refers to them 35 times. Weekly, who leads the Douglas County Sheriff's Office and sits on the County Sheriffs of Colorado Legislative Committee, described the exchange on The Kim Monson Show. The purchase prohibition and the training requirement take effect August 1, 2026, and from that date, a Coloradan buying one of the semi-automatic firearms it covers has to complete a state-approved safety course, which requires an eligibility card from the county sheriff. There was a point in Senate Bill 3 where they said, if the sheriffs will take a neutral stance on this, we'll take the sheriffs out of the law, Weekly said, so we don't have to be burdened with having to figure this out. Weekly said the sheriffs argued the offer out among themselves. There's sheriffs on both sides of the aisle here, he said, and so we debated this for about 45 minutes. He went on, and I finally said, look, there's absolutely nothing that you're going to do to get me to a neutral stance on this, so let's just vote. They voted to oppose. And so, as a result of that, the legislature put us back in Senate Bill 3 as punishment, Weekly said. That's how I look at it. No published document records said exchange. Because the bill record captures amendments, committee reports, and floor votes, and a private negotiation leaves no trail. The bill's published versions show what happened around it, with sheriffs entering Senate Bill 25003 after introduction and their role growing before final passage. In a statement on the bill, Mesa County Sheriff Todd Rawl said he testified against it in both chambers and that sheriffs were not involved in stakeholding from the beginning of it. As introduced on January 8, 2025, Senate Bill 25003 was a manufacture, sale, and transfer prohibition, and the word sheriff did not appear in it. That changed on February 14, 2025, during second reading on the Senate floor, when Senate Floor Amendment LO41, brought by Senator Julie Gonzalez, built the Firearms Safety Course eligibility card into the bill and handed sheriffs the issuing duty. The same amendment gave a sheriff room to refuse one, providing that a sheriff may deny or revoke a card on a reasonable belief that documented previous behavior makes it likely the person will present a danger to themselves or others. The engrossed text carrying that amendment used the word 18 times and required applicants to submit fingerprints. The Senate passed the bill 4 days later, on February 18, 2025. The House then worked out how that duty would operate. Judiciary Committee amendments adopted on March 11, 2025, swapped the fingerprint requirement for a name-based background check, split the mandatory and discretionary grounds into separate provisions for denial and for revocation, and added immunity for a sheriff acting in good faith along with a perjury provision. The rest came on the House floor 10 days later, when an amendment from Representative Andrew Bozenecker required a sheriff who denies or revokes a card to notify the applicant in writing and state the grounds, and gave that applicant a right to judicial review, with Rule 106 of the Colorado Rules of Civil Procedure governing the procedure and the burden of proof resting on the sheriff. Under the enacted act, a sheriff shall deny an application if the applicant cannot lawfully possess a firearm under state or federal law, or the sheriff cannot positively identify the applicant, and may deny one on a reasonable belief that documented previous behavior makes the applicant likely to present a danger. By the time the bill reached the governor, its references to sheriffs had grown to 35. Colorado Parks and Wildlife sets the course requirements and maintains the state's firearms training record system, while the card that admits a Coloradan to a course comes from the sheriff. Two of the amendments Representative Ryan Armugost brought to the House floor on March 21, 2025, went to what the bill asks of sheriffs, and both lost. Amendment LO90 would have struck the sheriff's discretionary authority to deny or revoke a card, leaving only the mandatory grounds. Amendment L107 would have set up the state reimbursement program under which a sheriff is eligible for reimbursement for the actual direct and indirect costs not covered by the processing fee assessed by the sheriff. Armugost then moved to have the House reverse its rejection of the reimbursement program and adopt it, and that motion failed as well. With no reimbursement program in the Act, the cost of the card system falls on sheriff's offices and the applicants who pay their processing fees. Rauble put the price at more than $350,000 in the first year for a single office and more than $300,000 a year after that, because each office has to run background checks and verify every firearms instructor in its county. The final fiscal note from nonpartisan legislative council staff took a different view of the workload, assuming about 50,000 people a year will apply for a card and expecting the process to resemble what sheriffs already do for concealed handgun permits. It assigns sheriff's offices no dollar figure. The Arapahoe County Sheriff's Office has posted an application page. In Weld County, where commissioners approved a resolution opposing the bill on April 7, 2025, at the request of Sheriff Steve Reams, the Weld County Sheriff's Office said it would build a process anyway because any refusal to perform the delegated duties will have a negative impact on the citizens of Weld County and will essentially act as another impediment to the rights guaranteed in the Second Amendment. Weekly described the bind on the air. "The legislature is getting smarter," he said, and he laid out what happens if a sheriff decides the law is unconstitutional and refuses to act on it. Because the card comes from the sheriff, a sheriff who stopped issuing cards would leave the residents of that county unable to take the course and unable to complete the purchase. Coloradans buying a covered firearm under the current rules have until the end of July. After that, the sheriff's card becomes the first step in a lawful purchase. And now, Kim's perspective. Colorado sheriffs never asked to run a permit desk, and when an amendment came up on the House floor to reimburse them for the cost of doing it, the House voted it down. So every sheriff's office in the state now has to build that system, staff it, and charge a processing fee to the residents who walk through the door. When you pay that fee and wait on your card, remember that the legislature wrote this law, and your sheriff was handed the job of carrying it out. This is how government grows, one unfunded mandate at a time, and the same people pay for it every time. Are we willing to endure the cost of good intentions? For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson, Colorado News Briefing.